Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live in Studio A. It's Beau Soleil avec Michael Doucet. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Yay. We're so thrilled to have you all here. Thanks for coming in and loading all the instruments in. And they're going to play a few tunes for us. We got their latest CD to give away, as well as a pair of tickets for tonight's show at the Lincoln Theater. They're going to start us off with one, and then we'll see what's been going on with the band and give it a little history behind the music and all that good stuff. What's this first one you're going to do?
It's a song by Dennis McGee called 457 St. Joseph Street.
Folks, this is genuine Cajun breakdown music as heard in Evangeline country. Let's go, boys.
Hey, boys.
Live from Studio A, and I believe that's the first cut off their latest album, right? Alligator Purse.
Yes.
Beau Soleil with Michael Doucet this afternoon, live from Studio A. And that's a street, Michael, where you grew up?
Where Dennis McGee lived.
Where the song is. Yeah. Oh, okay. But talk a little bit about that area.
Oh, you mean Southwest Louisiana?
Yeah.
Well, it feels like today. That's what Southwest Louisiana feels like. It's a beautiful day outside. Mm-hmm. It's green, it's tropical, it's brown. And got some oil in the Gulf.
Unfortunately, there's that side of it.
There's that side of it, too. It's got music in the air.
And we're so happy to have you here. I'm a little nervous today, so bear with me on this. The latest album, Alligator Purse, I believe this is a Grammy that you
nominated,
won a Grammy for.
Yeah, nominated. It should have won a Grammy.
Oh, it did. It was nominated.
That's another story.
Yeah,
so
that's
don't,
a
get, me, don't
story.
Get me covered on that one.
Yeah. But there have been awards. That
we run a couple of them.
Uh-huh. And did you ever go to the Grammys? Were you there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. long time ago.
Yeah.
Now, we were there when we won the first time. It was fun. You know, it was kind of real. It was in a different category. It was in like folk music. I mean, usually up against Bob Dylan and Bruce Springsteen, things like that. But not in this time. So it was cool to do that. Yes, yeah, so it was fun.
Bosole, you've been together for over 30 years now. And this was the 29th album, I believe. So you're about, you know, your average almost one per year. So is there another one coming up?
Oh, yeah. There's one that's going to come up. It's a live version of us we did at the Merle Watson Festival.
Oh, nice.
That's coming up. So, yeah.
Very nice. From just this past year?
Yeah, year? Last year.
Very nice. Oh, what a beautiful place that is to play, too. Oh. And in the tradition of Cajun music, it's usually the zydeco, or not the zydeco, the accordion that is kind of the emphasis behind Cajun bands? Or is that more today, but it's
no, fiddle
from back?
Yeah, well, the accordion definitely took precedence when it was first recorded commercially back in the late 20s. The accordion just came up, and Joe Falcon played accordion on it, and Clément Brault played guitar, and it was like, what is this new sound? Because the predominant sound before that was just ballads and fiddles. So the accordion is a much louder instrument than the fiddles, and it became, you know, the state of art for like a Cajun music. Zydeco music also plays accordion, same kind of accordion, or is known as a melodeon, but you find zydeco music would play a piano accordion, but then it switches back and forth, you know, so yeah.
So is that the major difference between the Cajun and...
One of the similarities.
Kind of intertwined.
Yeah.
But so you're going to play a couple more for us today. Tell us a little bit about this next one. All right.
Well, this is again off of Alligator Purse. Okay. This is a New Orleans Creole song called Les Oignons, which means the onions. And it's basically probably a street vending song. A guy's trying to sell the onions, but his grandmother's not looking, and the chickens are laying, and somebody's got some really nice rice cakes. So I don't know. You can interpret that however you'd like to. Les oignons. Tous les bons marchés, oh c'est ici, c'est ça. Ma grand-mère, tu n'es le dos. Amène les oignons, tous les bons marchés, c'est ici, oh c'est ça. Ma grand-mère, tu n'es le dos. Amène un bout. Le coucher, oui, madame, pour la femme montée, oh, madame, belle gala trop chaud, belle gala trop chaud, belle gala, belle gala trop chaud, oui. Gala, belle gala, trop chaud, c'est trop chaud, bébé. We'll be right back.
Avec Michael Doucet live from Studio A this afternoon. You just heard another live version from the Alligator Purse release, their latest on Yup Rock Records and the Grammy nominated album, and their 29th release. And they'll be doing a live from Merlefest, will be coming out in the near future. And let's do that ticket giveaway along with this latest release for caller number 5 right now at 821-9223 and a pair of tickets for the show tonight at Lincoln Theater. Alligator Purse followed a benefit CD, Build the Levee benefit concert. One project kind of led into the other one, is that right?
Yeah.
Can you talk about the benefit first?
I was in Bard's College in Rhinebeck, New York, and they had a lot of guests on that show. And that's where we met Roswell Rudd and John Sebastian and Natalie Merchant and who am I forgetting? A bunch of people.
Dr. John
was there for that show. Yes, it was great. It was a wonderful show. So we liked the place to record up there. We liked the studio. It was nice and comfortable, even though it was in Yankee land. well, that's how we refer to the North. It was fun doing it up there. And we had a good time and probably do another one up there. Who knows?
And then you felt comfortable to... And with the people you recorded for that?
Yeah, they came back and helped us out. So there's many guests on this album. Uh-huh. But it's kind of guests that that fit in. It's not like, just putting somebody here or there. It seems like it worked seamlessly to do it.
Right, from both projects.
Yeah.
Probably. And that Build the Levee benefit concert, it was to assist the victims of Hurricane Katrina and Rita. Talk about growing up and first learning the songs, the traditional way, and from your grandparents' generation, people could taught you things, or when you first
playing? There was a lot of music around. It was within a small community. I mean, we're a French-speaking community, so within that, you knew these songs, you knew people who played, knew people who sang ballads or played accordion or fiddle or whatever. And that was just, something growing up, it was just no big deal. It was like learning a French song was like learning a Christmas carol, It's just music. But then as you get older, you realize that the elder generations, when they die out, not only with their music and their talent and their history would die, but I mean just their presence, and also it left a big vacuum in the music. So we said, well, there's nothing written down. We come, the French is oral, the music is oral. So we just said, we don't want this to go because it's fun. It was we used to call it old people's music. So we were kind of anomaly being young people learning the music, and that's how we started.
And keeping it alive. It's Beau Soleil avec Michael Doucet this afternoon. Thank you so much for being here today, and we greatly appreciate it. And we'll do another ticket giveaway after this next song that they're going to do.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's wonderful being here.
Absolutely.
This is another song from Alligator Purse. It's an old traditional song called Bosco Stomp.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
sasa vesma.